Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Gittin Mem Aleph. We're actually on Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph, around 9 lines from the top. But perhaps, just for the sake of clarity, let's go back and quickly learn the Mishnah and the first piece of Gemara once again, just real quick, which will lead us into the sugi of today. So let's backtrack to Mem Amud Beis at the Mishnah, which is around 10-12 lines from the bottom. Eved she'asei rabbi apoyteki, so really quick, an Eved whose master turned him into apoyteki. Apoyteki stands for apoytekoi, meaning I'm borrowing money from you, and listen, this is going to be the lien. If I can't repay you, you take the Eved. So the Eved whose master turned him into an apoyteki la'achirim, as a commitment to the malva, the lender, and then he turns around and he releases him. Shura sadin. So in terms of the strict letter of the law, Eina Eved Chayv Klum, the Eved himself, who has not been released, is totally not responsible for this episode, Elav Me Tikkun HaOlam, but because of Tikkun HaOlam, Koyfenes Rabbi, we force his master, Va'oysa Oysa Ben Chayr, to release him. The Gemara will explain all of this. Because of Shtar HaDamav, and the Eved turns around and commits himself in writing, as per his value. Rabban Shimon Megamle Loimer, Eina Koysev Al Meshachrer, let's go straight to the Gemara. Eved Shasoy Rabbi, Poitik V'Shichroi. So Reuben borrowed money from Shimon, and he appointed, designated the Eved as the apoyteki. And then he turns around and he releases him. Who released him? Mishichroi. So we have a Rav's pshat, which we already learned yesterday, and today we're going to have Ula's pshat. Okay, so Amar Rav. According to Rav, what happened was as follows. Rabbi Rishon, Reuben, the original owner, the real owner, releases him. By doing that, in effect, he preempts Shimon from collecting on his loan. He sort of destroys his object of lien, right? His fallback item, the Eved. So the Rabbi Rishon releases him. What happens now? Who's responsible? Shura Sadin. So the actual din says that Ein Ha'Eved Chayev Klum, the Rabbi Sheni. This Eved is totally not accountable to the second master, so to speak, to the potential master, the Baal Chayiv, Shimon. He's not responsible. Oh, I didn't do anything. Reuven released him. Kedurava, as Rava says, Dama Rava, Hegde, Shchametz, Veshichrur, Mafkin, Medei Shibud, even if there's a Shibud, a lien to a Malva, that's only a financial commitment. But Hegdesh, you turn that apoyteki into Hegdesh, or Chametz by Pesach, we discussed this yesterday, or Yishichr, such as in our case where the Eved was an apoyteki, and he's now been released. That overrides the financial aspect of the Shibud, Mafkin, Midei Shibud, and now Shimon, the lender, has nothing to fall back on. That's the way it should be. Elam Metikin Oilam, but in order to protect the Eved's reputation, Shema Yitzena Bashuk. There's always a concern that Shimon, the lender, will encounter the slave out in the street, be able to tell him, Avdi Ato, you're my Eved, you belong to me, even though it's inaccurate because he's now been released by his real owner. But he's going to pretend, he's going to call him, oh, my Eved, and it's going to smear his family's reputation. And Rashi says, V'yoyti la'az al-bonav, his children will be considered by everybody as avodim. In order to avoid that uncomfortable situation, Koyfenes Rabbi Sheni, we force the second master, it's just a way of referring to the Malve, who should have been his new master, we force him to go ahead and cooperate, Ba'isa Isa bin Chirin, to issue his own release document, acknowledging that this Eved is really free to go, but we have to be fair to him, to the Malve, because of Eved Shtar Al Damav, and the Eved has to cooperate as well, and he has to go ahead and write an IOU, look, I know you've been very nice to me now and issued this sort of sign-off. Here's a shtar on account of my value, and I'm committing that to you. He has to pay that up. It's the only way to get Rabbi Sheni to cooperate. That's the Tanakhama. Rabban Shimon, Ben Gamliel, Oimer, Eina Eved Kosef. No, the Eved doesn't have to commit anything in writing. He's not responsible. El Meshachar Kosef. Who has to compensate for this loss. The Meshachrer, Reuven, the real owner, who has now damaged, so to speak, who has destroyed the Shibud of Shimon. B'mai Kamifli, what's the Machlekes about? B'mazak Shibud Yishol Chaver Kamifli. If one damages the Shibud of a Malva, is he responsible or not? The Mar Savar Chayiv. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel considers him responsible. Therefore, the former owner should now pay up the Malva. Umar Savar Potter, whereas Tanakama says no. Being Mazak the Shibud is not a nice thing to do, but there's no, you know, halachic ramifications. It's not an actual financial, incursion, and therefore he is Potter. So the only way to facilitate this arrangement is have the Eved himself turn around, commit to pay his value to the new master who released him. Itvar Nami, Hamazak Shibud Shachaveroi, Banal Machlaikis, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Rabban. So this is Rav's approach to the Mishnah, right? Reuven borrowed from Shimon. Reuven made his Eved into a Poitiki, committed to that loan. Reuven went and released the Eved. By doing so, he's Mazik the Shibud of Shachaveri. It works, because Shichur is stronger than the Shibud. Min Hadin, the Eved just walks free, without any obligations. But Tikkun Olam says, let's fix him up. Have the Malve, who we call Rabbi, not really his master, but we're just calling him Rabbi, a potential master, to acknowledge his release. And the question is, who writes the shtar? Is it the Eved or the former master who has to compensate Shimon? Ula Amar, he has a different approach to the Mishnah. Reuven borrowed from Shimon, turned his Eved into a poitiki for that loan. And who released him? Ula Amar, mi shichroi, who releases the Eved? Rabbi Sheni, the second master, the potential master, Shimon, the lender. He relinquished his claim on the Eved. You can go. So Shura Sadin ein Eved Chayev Klum b'mitzvus. Now, is this new master, so to speak, really his master? Really his owner? No. He never really took him as an Eved. There was no default on the loan. He never got to the point of actually assuming ownership on that Eved. So issuing a shichrur to the Eved is basically worthless. It's meaningless. He's not his owner yet. So Shura Sadin, ein Eved Chayv Klum B'mitzvahis. Truthfully speaking, it doesn't really change the status of the Eved. He's still an Eved to Reuven, his real owner. So he doesn't have any obligations in terms of mitzvahs like a regular Yisrael. He has his halachas like an Isha, but it means to say he's not a regular Yisrael. Ela, mipnei tikkun ha'olam. But tikkun ha'olam dictates otherwise. The betterment of society tells us to do like this. Shari yotza olav shnei min chayr. The fact is, people regard him to some degree like a free man. Look, he was released. Not realizing that he was released by a non-master, but that's the impression, that's the perception. Perception is that he's a free man. And as such, to avoid confusion, we say, look, let him go. Koyfin es Rabbi Rishon, v'oisa isa ben Chorin. We tell the first master, the real master, Reuven, to really release him. V'koisev, Eved, the shtar, al-damav. So now, what happens? Let's say the Eved was worth $1 million, and the loan was only $500,000. Now the creditor, the Baal Chayv, Shimon, who had the Shibud on, who had the lien on the Eved, gave up that right. He relinquished that right. He was mevater to that right. So now when we force Reuven to let him go, it's really a bit unfair because the Eved is worth way more than that loan. So that difference, that $500,000 difference, the difference between the loan amount and the actual market value of the Eved, it's unfair that Reuven should just lose it for no reason. So the Eved has to turn around and commit himself to that amount. I owe you that amount. Rav Moshe Gamliel Omer, Einai Kosef, Ela Meshachrer Kosef. He says like this, that the Eved, does not have to commit at all to this amount. Rather, Shimon, who released him first, he instigated this whole process. So he's responsible. And he has to go ahead and write a shtar worth a $500,000 to the Loiva, to Ruvain, for causing him this loss, for bringing about this real release. What's the machlekas about? Tanakama, who says the Eved has to commit himself to that amount, and according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Shimon does. Behezek she'ena nikar kamifliki. You see, Shimon inflicted damage upon Reuven by releasing the Eved and causing and sort of setting in motion a process which compelled Reuven to follow through with a real release and losing the entire Eved. But it's not a tangible hezek. It's hezek she'ena nikar. It's not a visible hezek. It's a halachic hezek. Shimon's actions precipitated a process that b'nei tikkun ha'olam requires Reuven to release him. Hezek she'ena nikar. So that's the machlokes. Kamifliki. Marsav ashmei hezek. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel considers that to be hezek, and therefore Shimon has to pay up for whatever indirect losses he causes. Tanakama says, no, we don't regard it as true damage, and therefore Shimon is not responsible for that indirect result and loss caused to Reuven. Rather, if anybody has to compensate Reuven, it's going to be the Eved himself. Two approaches to the Mishnah. Rav, who says Reuven, the real owner, was Meshachreir. Tikkun Olam compels Shimon to follow through as well. Remember, Reuven was the borrower. He was a leiva from Shimon. The Eved was not pointing into Shimon. Reuven is still the owner. He lets him go. In order to prevent any embarrassment, we compel Shimon to follow through as well, but the Eved has to go and commit to his own value, to compensate the Malve. According to Rishon Gamliel, he does not. According to Ula's Pshat, who released him first? Shimon. Gave up that shibud, that lien. Tikkun Olam requires Reuven to follow through, etc. Now we're going to try to explain why, Ula and Rav didn't learn like each other. Ula my time loyama k'Rav. You know why Ula didn't follow Rav's pshat? Because Reuven released him first, according to Rav. And the Mishnah says, Tikkun Olam says that we are kaifa es rabbi. We force his master to make him even chayrin. Who's rabbi? Not really his master, it's Shimon, a potential master. That's the kash, Amalach, because Ula responds to Rav, Rabbi Karisle, why are you calling, Shani, Rabbi Karisle, you're calling the new fellow, the potential owner, who has not yet taken possession of the Eved, we're calling him Rabbi? That's inaccurate, that's why I don't like your upshot. And conversely, V'Rav, my taima, Lema Ka'ula, why didn't Rav learn like Ula? So according to Ula, the new potential owner, the Shimon, made him ben chayrin, right? That's what happens. So Rav says, well, Shani, Shimon, a potential owner, meshacher karisle, you calling him a meshacher? Mishnah says that the man was meshacher, meshicheroi. Well, Shimon is not yet his owner. Doesn't have the ability to release him. So therefore, Rav didn't like this pshat. Rather, he learns that the fellow who released him was his real owner, Reuven. Okay, on the topic of apoytiki, Itmar we learned, ha'isa sadeh apoytiki lachir. Reuven borrows money from Shimon. He designates its field as an apoytiki. Right? You can fall back on this field if I don't repay you. Veshot fanar. The field was now permanently damaged. It was flooded for good. Apoitegi is now inaccessible. The Shimon, the lender, still have a right to go collect on other assets of Reuven. We have a machlekes between a person called Ami, Shaper Noe, Rashi says, that's what he was called. He was a handsome person. So he quotes Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, Einoi goyve mishar nechasim. No. He has no right to collect from other assets because this was the Shibu, the lien was specifically on this, and nothing else. If this is gone, then his lien is gone. Vavod Shmuel Omar, Shmuel's father disagrees. Goyve mishar nechasim. Although his primary, shibud is now inaccessible, but he can go to other assets. So when he was mishabed this poitiki, it wasn't specifically this and nothing else. Perhaps this is the preferred shibud, but if this is not available, go elsewhere. Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, he didn't like the first shita. Mishum da ami shapir noah, because he's shapir noah, because he's handsome. Who amish maitle shapir, and he's telling us halachas which are unacceptable, which are the opposite of noah. Just because we lost the apoiteki, so why does the mava lose all his rights? Oh, to targim shmaite. The only way we can really reconcile this chiddush of Ami Shaper Noah, that his lien is dependent on this property, in a very specific case. Typically it's not. But over here it's the Amar Le Loye L'chaperon El Mizu. The Loiva clearly told the Malva, look, it's either this property, if I default the loan, it's either this or nothing else. So now, his das was only on this field, the shibud was only on this field, and nothing else. So that's a specific apoitiki, called apoitiki mefurash. You'll find this lashon many times in Shas, apoitiki mefurash. He specifies, it's this and nothing else. Then we understand. But if it's just a plain, what we call apoitiki stam, let this field be meshubah to you, but he doesn't specify, only this and nothing else. Then it's a totally different story. Tanya mihachu, we find the same in a braisa, a raya to Rav Nachman's interpretation. Ha'isa sedei apoitiki, la'acher. So he designates a certain field as an apoitiki, v'shot fanor, then it was damaged. Goyve mishar nechas, mav has a right to collect other assets. But, v'yam amar lo'y, lo'y l'chaperon el mizu, but if it specifies this and nothing else, in this case, einoi goyve mishar nechasim, you can only collect this, but nothing else. Tani idach, we have a different braisa discussing a similar matter. Ha'ose sadeyu apoytiki lebal chayv uluksuvas isha goyven mishar nechasim. So, if a person turns his sadeh into the apoytiki for the creditor, the bal chayv, you can fall back on this field, or for the isha. Suppose she's divorced or widowed. This is the field that you can fall back on for your ksuba claim. Goyven mishar nechasim. Either way, if the borrower, or in the case of the isha, the husband says, "Look, I want to sell this field and give you something, and put something else instead. You have other fields they can collect from. They can do that. They can do that." Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer, no, Baal Chayv Goyve Mishar Nechasim. That's true by the Baal Chayv. Because as long as you leave something available, that's fair. But Isha, by the Isha, Eino Goyve Mishar Nechasim. Over there we say that, she can't collect from others, meaning you can't go ahead and sell this field and tell her, go find another field. Why? It's not the practice of a woman to have to go and run around and see where he has fields and how to get them back. She's not interested. You designated a certain field, keep your word. And you have a right to replace it. Okay, so bottom line, we have our Mishnah. which started the sugi of apoytiki. So first we had an eved and a apoytiki. He was released. We had two pshatim in the Gemara. Who released him? We have the ikar halacha and tikkun olam. We discussed a sada being an apoytiki. Apoytiki stam. Apoytiki mafurish. We had the chiddush that by the isha he can't substitute it with something else. Says the Gemara, Mishi chetz yeved v'chetz ben chayin. Suppose one eved had two owners. One partner decided to let him go. So now he's half and half. Half slave, half free man. He can't marry a shifcha because he's 50% free. A ben chayin can't marry a shifcha. He can't marry an ordinary bas yisrael because he's half eved. He's stuck. In any case, eved es rabbi yem echad, es atzma yem echad. So one day he serves his master, one day he's on his own. That's the arrangement. That's very good for the owner. He has a good arrangement. He gets maybe the other day. But if you haven't addressed the Eved's needs, what about his personal needs? He can't get married. He can't marry a shifcha. Because he's 50% of ben chern. We may not marry a shifcha. On the other end, can't marry ordinary Jewish woman. He's half Eved. He bottle. He should sit idle, shouldn't marry. Hashem created the world for it to fill with people. The world wasn't created to remain uninhabited, rather to be inhabited. So what's the solution? So once again, we have a tikkun olam halacha here. For the betterment of the community, betterment of a society, we force his master to release him fully. But to be fair, we tell the Eved, look, the Eved has to turn around and commit himself in writing for half his value, which he owes the Adin for releasing him. This is based Shammai Shita. And guess what? Turned around and reverted to Shammai Shita. And in fact, this is the fair response. This is the right solution. We set him free. Tanu Rabban. Listen to this. A person owns an Eved. One owner, one Eved. He decides to release half the Eved. Okay, half of you is free. Rabbi Eimer Kana, V'chachamim Eimer Loi Kana. According to Rabbi, it works. He's half free. Chachamim say nothing doing. Amar Rabba. Remember, there are two forms of releasing an Eved. Either giving him a shtar, shichrur, a release document, or kesef, by way of redemption. The Eved gets a hold of some funds and uses them to buy himself out. Says Rabba, Amar Rabba, machlekes b'shtar. It's machlekes. When do the Chachamim say that a half a release doesn't work? That's only if you use the shtar to do so. The Rebbe Savar v'afdik le'niftasa, oy chupash le'nitan lo. That's the pasuk about a half shifcha. V'afdik le'niftasa, she was only half redeemed. Oy chupash le'nitan lo, or the shtar shichra was not given to her. The bottom line is, the pasuk makes reference to both forms of release, by way of redemption, by way of shtar. We have a hekesh, a connection. Makeshtar the kesef. The pasuk here is connecting the shtar to the kesef. Makesef ben kula ben chetzio. Just like when it comes to redemption, you can do 100% redemption or halfway redemption, such as in the pasuk v'haftig le'neftasa. She's halfway redeemed by money. Ashtar nami ben kula ben chetzio. Same applies to shtar. You can affect a 50% release through a shtar. That's Rebbe. Rabbanon have a different approach. Agzeira shava, connecting two words found in different contexts. Rabbana gamri lo la miisha. We have the word la by shifcha, right? Chupasha linitan la, the pasuk we just mentioned. We have the word la by an ordinary wife because of la sefer krisis. We connect the two contexts, and we say that when it comes to shtar, shichru of the Eved or Shifcha, which is equated to the shtar of the get of the Isha, ma Isha chetziloi, just like everyone understands, you can't be garish, get divorced, half a wife. Af Eved na mi chetziloi. Likewise, you can't release half the Eved through a shtar. That's because we're using a shtar. Ava bekesef. But if you're using you know, the kesef form of going free, redemption, divrei kol kana, everybody agrees, you could do a 50% job because of the pasuk we had before. V'aftilon evdasa, right? P'tuya v'ne p'tuya. Pasuk there is describing exactly such a case. She was redeemed only halfway. So you see that by kesef it works. So once again, according to Rabbah's interpretation, if it's a release by way of redemption of kesef, 50% works. By way of shtar, if a machlekes, Rabbi says it works because of the hekesh between kesef and shtar. Rabbanon say it doesn't work because of the gzeir shava to the shtar of the get of the isha, which doesn't work unless it's 100%. Leima ba kamiflgi. Perhaps the machlekes between Rabbi and the Rabbanon revolves around the following question: the bar savar hekesha adifa. Rabbi holds, we prefer a hekesh, a connection within the same pasuk. That's the preferred form of derivation. That's the preferred limud. Umar sava gzerah shava adifa. Whereas the chachamim prefer the gzerah shava method, which Rashi says is accepted from Sinai. You can't just introduce your own gzerah shava. Therefore, that form of limud is superior to hekesh. Is that the machlokes? Says the Gemara, no, the Kuliyam Gzera Shava Adifu, all agree Gzera Shava is better, and therefore we should learn through the Gzera Shava to Isha. Right? That's the Chachamim's approach. You can't do a Hefe get to an Isha, you can't do a Hefe Shichra to an Eved. Vashani Hacha. However, Rebbe disagrees. Eved is different, Dikal Rifrach, because over here, in our case, we could refute this connection between Eved and Isha. Mali Isha Shekein Eino Yoytzu Bekesef. Isha is totally different. She can't redeem herself. She can't buy herself out with money. So she has that disadvantage. Toymar be'Eved, as opposed to Eved Sheyoytzu Bekesef, who can leave with money, and therefore perhaps even when he uses a shtar to be released, it can work halfway. Bottom line, Rebbe says, you release half your Eved, it works. Chachamim say it doesn't. Rabbah's approach, which is the first approach, Rav Yosef is coming on up in a minute, but Rabbah's approach is, with Kesef, all agree it works halfway. Machlokes is by Shtar. Do we learn from the get Isha or not? Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef approach is different. He takes a more strict approach. Machlokes by Kesef. When Kesef is used, that's when we have the Machlokes. The Rabbi Savar Vahafti Leinif Dasa. The pasuk speaks about a half-released shivcha. It is to be taken literally, p'tuya ve'ina p'tuya. She was halfway released through redemption, through kesef. But Rabbanan Sabri, no, it's just a form of linguistic, a form of speaking. Dibra Torah k'losh b'nei Adam. When the Torah says, v'hafti leinif das, I mean she wasn't released. But there's no such a thing as a halfway release. Aval b'shtar, oh, but if you use a shtar to be meshachreir, debri akol, I can all agree. There's no source, there's no basis for a half a shichr through a shtar. So according to Rav Yosef's approach, halfway with a shtar doesn't work. Kesef amachlekes, meisvei. Here comes a kasha from a brisa on Rav Yosef. Hameshachreir, chatzi avdei b'shtar. Rabbi Omer kano, v'chachamim Omer leikano. Clearly, Rebbe allows a shtar to affect half a release. And that's a teyufta, the Rav Yosef teyufta, a refutation of Rav Yosef. That even when it comes to shtar, Rebbe allows for a halfway release. So as the Gemara. Okay, so neima b'shtar de'pligi. So perhaps we can take it a step further. Only by shtar is there a machlekes. Only by shtar do the Rabbanon not allow it. Aval b'kesef le'pligi, but by monetary redemption, using the kesef method, it would seem that there's no machlekes, all agree. V'af deilon evdas indicates half release works. That's totally like Rabbah's approach, right? Kesef works, shtar is a machlekes. And that's a double refutation of Rav Yosef. Because according to Rav Yosef, shtar halfway never works. Kesef is a machlekes. Here we're saying Kesef works according to all, and Shtar is machlekes. Lema tahavat yufta der vesa betarti. Perhaps we have a double Kashom Rav Yosef, Amlach Rav Yosef. No, maybe not. Pligi b'shtar, v'uadin b'kesef. Although the Braisa discusses half a shtar, perhaps the same achlekes applies to half of money. V'hadukam iflgi b'shtar. So why are they discussing specifically shtar? To highlight Rebbe's shita. Even by shtar, we say halfway works. Why don't they have the same discussion by kesef? And highlight Rabbanan's shita. Even half kesef does not work. Well, koyach tateru adifle. The Gemara uses this many times. To highlight a heter, it's more weighty, it's more meaningful. It's easy just to be machmir and say no. But to present forth a leniency which is substantiated and proven, that takes ability, takes talent. So it's better to highlight a heter. And that's why the Braisa focused on shtar. Even shtar, Rebbe allows a chatzi shichrur. So bottom line, once again, according to Rabba, shtar is a machlekes, kesef all agree works. According to the new version of Rav Yosef, whether it's kesef or shtar, there's a machlekes. Toshma, another kasha we have from the pasuk v'hafta. So this is again the pasuk of the shivcha charufa, who's half in, half out, half maidservant, half released, v'hafta. So the Gemara will, the Braisa will analyze the pasuk. It says v'hafte lo niftas. V'hafte, yochel l'koil, perhaps she's totally been released. Tamalem lo niftas, if she's not been released. Ilo niftas, if she's not released, yochel l'koil, maybe she's totally enslaved. Tamalem v'hafte, she is released. Okay, then how does that work? Halfway, p'tuya, v'ene p'tuya. She was partially released. Bekesef, shava kesef, using money or something that has the value of money. V'ele l'bekesef. Perhaps, only by way of redemption, by way of buying yourself out, can you go free? B'shtar minayin, how do you know that an eved, a shivcha, can go free using a shtar? Tamalayim v'haftel l'neftasa, oichu pasha, l'nitan la. So the word chupasha, chupasha, is indicative of a different system, the shtar system. How do we know? Because it says lo nitan la. The word la we have over here. Lahal oimer, and elsewhere we have the word la. That's by the get isha because of la zeva krisis. So we connect the two contexts. Ma lahal b'shtar, just like by the isha, it's a shtar that releases her. Afkan b'shtar, same thing with the ever or the shivcha. Now, ainli elechetzi b'kesed. Up until this point, we've proven that you can do a partial release using money. V'afti lein avdas. Oikule b'shtar, or a full release using a shtar. Chetzi b'shtar minayin. What about a partial release using a shtar? Tamalemi v'afti lein avdas. Oy chuf shalein tanla. So we wrap together both methods. Ma k'shtar. The kesef, we connect the shtar release to the kesef release. Ma kesef ben kule ben chetzi. Just like by money, it could go fully or halfway. Af shtar nami ben kule ben chetzi. Shtar works the same way. No difference. Both kesef or shtar can work partially. Bishlam l'Rav Yosef. Now, according to Rav Yosef, basar di toisav, after he was refuted, after we sort of changed Rav Yosef's opinion, that both chatzi shichrur of shtar or kesef involves a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Rebbe says works, Chacham say doesn't. Hamani Rebbe, so this brisa, which pairs together the kesef and the shtar, and both chatzi works, that's Rebbe, elo the Rabba, but according to Rabba, who said differently, that if it's kesef, all agree, it works. Shtar is Rebbe, but kesef all agree, so then Reisha Divrei HaKoel, the first part of the brisa, which says you can do a half shichur through money, that's everybody's opinion, Rabban and Rebbe, Masefer Rebbe, the next part of the brisa, which adds half a shtar to the realm, that's Rebbe. So we have in the same brisa two shittas, Amlach Rabba, yeah. In Reisha Divrei HaKoel, Masefer Rebbe, first part to be going according to all shittas, a partial kesef works, next part of the brisa, a partial shtar works, that's only according to Rebbe. Rav Ashi Omer Rebbe, the entire brisa is Rebbe. Who holds that you can do a partial kesef and a partial shtar? Okay, so it's all Rabbi Shita, and the Chacham, in fact, disagree, at least on part of it, on Shtar. But this brisa was authored by Rabbi. Now ask the Gemara Kasha from our Mishnah. El Masnista, what about our Mishnah, which discussed that half Eved, half Ben Chorin. Diktani Misha Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chorin. How do you get to that? How does the Eved get to be a half Eved and half Ben Chorin? Bishlam el Rabba, Mukim Leba Kesef, Divri HaKoyl. So according to Rabba, very simple. He was partially redeemed using money, which all agree works, Rabbi and the Rabban. El Rabbi Yosef, who says that even by Kesef, it's only Rabbi who allows it. Lema Rabbi Hivalei Rabban. Should we say the Mishnah is only going to the Shitas Rabbi and not the Rabban? Is that so? No, says the Gemara Chiddush. Listen to this. Amar Avina. There will be a case where even the Rabbanon agree works. The Eved Shel Shnei Shutfin, the Vedivri HaKoyel. The case up until now was one owner, one Eved, and he decided to do a partial release on the Eved. That's a discussion. But suppose the Eved was owned by two owners, Eved Shel Shnei Shutfin, two partners, and one of them released him totally. All agree that works. Why? Let's go to Rashi on top. Shel Shnei Shutfin, says Rashi, the kivun de ein loy boy ala chetzi. Each party only owned half the Eved. In this case, Afilu Rabbanan Moidu, the Kana, Kishachre Lepalgi. Even the Rabbanan would agree that it works. If Reuven or Shimon releases his part, his portion of the Eved, why? The Holy Shear Midi. Because he left nothing behind. He gave up everything that he had in the Eved. Vavaki Isha. And it's equated to the Isha. Remember, Chacham were based on the Gzera Sheva with Isha. Isha doesn't work partial. Eved not. Nor the Eved, right? Well, in this case, says Rashi, it's perfectly matching to the Isha. Vaveki Isha, the Nafkamine Legamri, because the Isha is totally leaving the husband. Here as well, says Rashi, I gave up all my ownership, my total and complete hold of this Eved. So what? There happens to be another partner that has the other half of the Eved. There's nothing wrong with what I did. My release is a full, complete release. So the Eved ends up being half Eved and half Ben Chayrin. Beautiful. Okay, so we started with the sugya of the Eved who was turned into a paitiki, then were released. The Ikra Din and Tikkun Olam. He goes free, gets a shtar from everybody, makes sure that he's protected and his family's protected as well. We discussed the halacha of Mazak Shibud Shel Chaver, are you chayiv or not? We discussed Hezek Shein and Nikra, are you chayiv or not? We discussed a regular a paitiki mefurosh, which is a sole recourse. Sole fallback of the Baal Chayv. We went on to the Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chorin, where Beis Hillel was in agreement with Beis Shammai that we arrange for his freedom so they can go marry. We discussed a case where you own an Eved and decided to be Meshachrer half. Rabbi said it works, Chacham say it doesn't. We have Rabban Rav Yosef going to Rabba. By Kesev it works, Hafti Lenef does. By Shtar does a Machlekes. Do we learn from Isha or not? Contra Rabbi Yosef, Machlekes applies to both Kesef and Shtar. And we concluded that all agree, if this Eved was owned by two people, all agree that one of them could release him, whether through Kesef or through Shtar. And the resulting situation is a Chatzi Eved, v'chatzi ben chayrin. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.